Have you ever heard of when you want a hen to start laying an egg, you put something in their nest? What is it?
A setting egg?
Is it called anything else?
It's usually rotten, but... No, setting egg.
What does your mom call the best dishes, or what are her best dishes made out of?
Actually, I think they're English bone china.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of an egg made out of that? To put in a hen's nest?
A china egg?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. Well, let's say that you went out to the well and got some water. What would you carry it in back to the house?
A bucket.
Okay. And say that you went to milk the cow. What would you carry the milk back into the house with?
A milk pail.
Okay. Is there a difference between a bucket and a pail?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
A milk pail is metal.
Uh-huh.
It's very thin. It's tin or aluminum, or as the English would say, aluminum. A water bucket is thick.
Mm-hmm.
It can be metallic or oak.
Mm-hmm.
Wood. It is thick. It's heavy.
Okay.
That's no difference.
Okay. What would you carry slop to the pigs in?
A slop jar or slop bucket.
Okay. And what about when your mom fries chicken? What kind of a pan does she use?
Frying pan.
Okay. Does it usually have a flat or a round bottom to it? You know, like a round thing like this, or does it have a flat bottom?
You mean, does it have sides or not?
Mm-hmm.
That's really what you're asking.
Well, you know how some things go like this, and then other things go like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got sides.
Okay.
It's frying pan.
Does it usually have legs?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a kind of a thing that has legs?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Sorry?
A kettle?
Yeah, well, a kettle can have legs, but it doesn't have the handle.
Uh-huh.
It has a wire-type handle like a bucket would have.
Okay. And what would you put flowers in?
Flowers?
Uh-huh, cut flowers.
A vase.
Okay.
Vase,
yeah.
A jar.
Uh-huh.
In the ground and cover them up. They're dead, right?
No, they're pretty. Okay, and what kind of utensils do you eat with?
Whatever's close at hand when I get hungry.
Okay.
I say fingers.
No, what kind of metal utensils?
Fork.
Uh-huh.
Which is a relatively recent invention, approximately the time of William the Conqueror. A spoon, which is relatively much older,
uh-huh.
And a knife,
mm-hmm.
which goes all the way back to sharp rocks.
Okay, let's say that you were having steak for supper.
Which I am.
Oh, steak. And anyway, the regular knives weren't sharp enough to cut, so you would usually set out steak.
Pull out my pocket knife, it's sharp enough.
Okay, if you didn't have your pocket knife...
Steak knife.
If you had two, what would you call them?
A set, a pair, a couple.
What? A couple of steak
knives.
Okay. Now, after you finish eating, there's lots of dirty things all over the table. And so you say, well, I guess I'll have to... the dishes.
Put the dishes in the dishwasher.
If you didn't have a dishwasher, what would you do?
Use paper plates. Wash the dishes.
Okay, and your sister, while you washed, she would the dishes.